Recent events in our world have shown how increasingly vulnerable our planet and all her inhabitants are to climate change. New scientific findings affirm each day that the time to act is now. On Sunday, June 29, the 2008 Critical Moments to Save the Planet, What Can I Do? Seminar was held at the Taipei County Hall in Formosa or Taiwan. The event assembled representatives from virtually all sectors of society, including educators, heads of media and advertising, leaders in the religious field, and a young celebrity artist. Also attending were guests from the Veg Angel Organization, a league of schools and enterprises that have pledged to promote at least one vegetarian day per week. Supreme Master Ching Hai was invited as an honored guest to join the discussion. A world-renowned humanitarian and spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Ching Hai has dedicated herself to the future of the planet and its inhabitants. Throughout the years, she has encouraged a balanced life in harmony with nature, which includes a vegetarian, meaning animal-free, diet. Her example of compassion for all beings has been shown through her active concern for their existence, for the preservation of their habitat, and for the greater environment. In her responses to panelists during the live video conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai brought forth new clarity to the dialogue, going to the root of climate change to reveal the one eternal message for humankind's survival, and that is love. Today, Supreme Master Television presents a rebroadcast of the 2008 Critical Moments to Save the Planet, What Can I Do? Seminar Part 3 with Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I'm Father Brendan O'Connell. I'm a Marian Old Priest. I've been in Taiwan now for more than half my life, 45 years. It's been
Hello,
a long
sir.
Time.
God bless you.
Today we come to this critical moment to save the Earth. It's a big problem. Let me tell you, though, what I've been doing to save and to help another problem. For more than 30 years, I've been working with bringing special educational facilities and environments for children with learning disabilities and intellectual disabilities. The biggest barrier that I met was attitudes. Changing attitudes. I've seen a large change in the attitudes of the people of Taiwan towards children and adults with learning disabilities and intellectual disabilities. There has been a big change. I think what we have to do now to meet the problem and the challenge of this global warming is to change attitudes. So let me just ask this Supreme Master, how are we going to change attitudes? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Father Brendan O'Connell. Thank you for what you have been doing. The answer is we have to remember what Jesus have taught us, what Buddha has told us. That is, we have to live in compassion, in love. indignity towards our fellow humans as well as the co-inhabitants' animals. I thank you for what you have been doing to contribute to a better life for many people who need your help, and also help to change the attitude of the people of Taiwan that they pay more attention to the important issue. And I pray to Jesus, Buddha, Heaven, God Almighty, that we will all rediscover this great love within us and spread it out in all that we do, especially now to save all lives on our planet. Love in action is what we need, like you, Reverend Father, have been doing. That is the kind of love in action. And right now we need a more special love in action. We need to make peace with our God, with our Almighty God. We have to make peace with ourselves. We have to make peace with our neighbors and all beings that is the created glory of heaven. Peace we must have. Love and peace begin on our table. Love and peace begin with our food plates in our own home. We should love ourselves and our loved ones and others beings. We should love them all enough to stop the cause of global warming and to prevent it to continue, so that our loved ones can have a safe heaven to enjoy their life with us and after us, after we have gone. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your care and your love.
谢谢师父，那我们请第一位提问人是长荣大学语言中心的专案教师李爱德，李老师，那我们请李老师。谢谢，欢迎老师。
Hello.
Hi, sir.
谢谢. I'm a teacher at Changrong Dashui. I'm here as a guest of another teacher there, Kalina, who's been involved in raising...
Welcome.
Thank you. She's been involved in raising this issue with our students a lot. And a problem we encounter, I think not only with the students, but generally, is fatalism and cynicism. A lot of people think disaster is inevitable, that it cannot be stopped. And I wonder, given the scale of the problem, which your media has done such a good job in publicizing in Taiwan and throughout the world, are you hopeful about the future, or are you pessimistic? Do you manage to retain a feeling of hope?
Well, I am both. I am both, sir. I am both hopeful and a little less optimistic, put it that way. Just for the moment only, but I never give up hope. Okay? This is a very big question, yeah. And at this critical point, everybody should ask themselves this question. And not just asking, but seeking answer and try to solve the problem. Now, the quest for fame and gain has driven many of us to forge ahead at all cost, up to date. And that's why we have arrived at the point of almost no return now. So now that we are already aware of the urgency of our situation, it is only a matter of redemption for us. We must do the opposite. We must not emphasize too much on development, financial gain, at the cost of the earth and at the cost of lives on the planet. In the old time, people are satisfied with few necessities. So we could do the same. We could be satisfied with whatever necessary and take only what we need, not what we desire. Because I have always emphasized that what we need are very few. What we desire are many and not always necessary. So before we go on to the next phase or the next development level, we should always do diligent research for all the pro and con of our choices before we decide to invest in any project, so as to be a protector of the planet while we contribute our part, lest we would cause more harm than good to the world. That's what I think, sir.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you for the work that you've done raising this issue. I think it's been very important, especially in Taiwan, that the information doesn't only come from scientists and politicians. Thank you.
It will, sir. Thank you. Thank you for going there to teach the children all the good things that you know.
第三位提问人的问题，我是一位英文老师，而且我是一个素食者。但是台湾的学生跟我说，如果他们不吃肉的话，他们就会生病。什么样的方式是最好的回答呢？
您叫他们呢，看你的榜样啊，看你是不是生病的，好像不是啊，你还继续上学嘛，叫学生，所以你不是生病的呀。还有叫他们去看那些很大的、很长壮的动物啊，像那个大象啊、长颈鹿啊、大那个猴子啊等等。啊，他们都是素食的众生，他们也很强壮，啊，生病的话也是跟大家平凡一样而已，不是说吃素就会生病了。不过吃素的人呐、啊，小生病，嗯、啊，科学家也都有讲了、啊，都有证明过了。因为时间呢、啊、不多，所以我可以介绍 SupremeMasterTV.com or the Supreme Master Television， 里面我们都有收集所有的，到目前我们能够收集得到的那个所有的病啊，发生为了吃肉的问题，还有所有的那个利益啊，在人传来吃素的时候或是以后。所以您如果能够把这些伤害的成分为了吃肉跟那个利益的成分为了吃素的印出来给他们看，或是叫他们找我们那个电视看，或是找我们那个internet SupremeMasterTV.com 看，他们就不会再认为吃素就生病了。谢谢。
谢谢
师父。谢谢你大老师。
接下来第四位提问人是来自日本的高玉颖小姐，她代表日本看板广告公司的安孙子浩久社长发问，我们请高小姐。
欢迎欢迎。
マスターこんにちは。まず日本のアビコ広告看板会社であるアビコ博久社長を代表してマスターに最高の敬意を表したいと思います。彼は休養でこのフォルモサでのセミナーに出席できませんでしたが、マスターへのご挨拶と感謝と彼の願いを代わりに申し上げたいと思います。アビコ社長は今年4月、私たちが配った SOS のチラシを見た後大変賛同してくれました。すると中旬から早速日本山形県の米沢市でスプリームマスターテレビの広告看板を2つ設立しました。その後も続けてこのテレビの広告看板を日本全国の各主要都市に設立できるよう計画を立てています。一刻も早く日本の皆様に Go Veggie Be Green の緊急メッセージを広めていけたらと考えます。また彼自身も菜食を始めました。フォルモサに来た際に台北センターとラビングハットに2度訪れました。これだけ美味しくて健康な菜食料理があれば毎日菜食できて病気も心配もいらないと彼は言いました。また頭がはっきりして反応も早く心身ともにリラックスするのでより仕事がはかどると彼も言いました。次は彼がマスターに宛てた手紙です。1、敬愛なるマスター、温暖化対策としてこの活動 Go Veggie Be Green が成功できるようマスターのご加護をお願いしたいと思います。2、私たちは人類の一員として最大限の能力と努力でこの活動を発展させていきたいと思います。3、社会の角度から見ても社会の恩返しとして積極的にこの活動に取り組みたいと思います。マスター、この活動 Go Veggie Be Green が日本で順調に広めていけるよう日本の社会やアビコ社長に何か励ましやアドバイスをいただければと思います。どうもありがとうございます。
谢谢谢谢。谢谢他，谢谢这位先生非常的好心，那么高雅的理想。 God bless him, God bless him. Please send my love to him and send my gratitude for his support in this noble mission to save the world. People will thank him, animals will love him, and heavens will uplift his soul. All that already happened. That's why he feels happy and blessed. Tell him I love him.
接下来一位提问人是娄基中教授。
娄基中教授是来自中山大学环境工程研究所，我们请娄教授发言。谢谢。
我有想两个问题啊，在我问这个师父之前啊，我先回答这个林委员。因为我是来自高雄市的，这个我是环保学者，本来心情没有那么沉重啊。刚刚林委员讲我们高雄市是全台湾八倍啊，所以我想了一下怎么办。我目前是担任台北县政府环保局的委员，同时也是环保署的委员，还有经济部跟国科会的委员，所以说将来看看能不能跟林委员合作啊，这个多做一点事啊。这真的是来自高雄哦，我不知道今天被邀请来原来这个压力很大。那接下来我想我就问那个师父两个问题啊。
请请。
第一个问题就是这个全球的这个暖化这么严重啊，那 除了这个种树，刚刚林委员讲的这个节能减碳之外啊，有什么最快速的方法能够解决这个问题？这是第一个问题啊。啊，第二个问题就是，就我所知道，这个海洋的这个目前有很多的那个生物啊大量死亡。那据我看到的资料就是说，有这个甲烷气的这个从地底下冒出。那想请问师父，就是有什么方法可以减少这个生物的这个海底的大量死亡？这个我大概提这两个问题问师父，谢谢。
欢迎欢迎，谢谢。讲中文还是英文呢？
师父可以，请讲英文。
Thank you, thank you. A vegetarian lifestyle is almost all that we need right now to stop the global warming, to balance the scale of the negative consequences. Even physically speaking, most of the pollution will be stopped by being vegetarian, by all the people on the planet being vegetarian. I really mean it. 80% of the pollution will be stopped. 80% of the global warming will be stopped if all people begin to be vegetarian. I mean whole vegetarian. Or at least more than two-thirds of the time should be vegetarian. But why not just be vegetarian altogether? It won't hurt. It will only do us good. It helps the world, it saves the planet, and it saves our children. If we really love our children, this is what we must do. Because the government sometimes hesitate to broadcast to limit people to eat this or eat that. Maybe the governments are too polite, yeah? But consider the dangerous and urgent situation of our planet. This is the solution that's the best, the fastest that we can do. Please refer to suprememastertv.com for more scientific proof concerning the magical vegetarian lifestyle. Meat diet consumes more energy, a lot more energy than vegetarian diet, and pollutes the planet much more than any other activities of a human, if not most of it. So a vegetarian lifestyle is a must. Truly, it is a must. I'm not speaking as a religious believer. I'm speaking as a citizen of the world, concerning about our home, loving our co-inhabitants, human and animals. I'm speaking as your friend, as your co-citizen, as the one who lives in the same home that you do. Please go vegetarian. And go green, that we can do also. But go green takes longer time, and it does not help as much as go vegetarian. If you really want to know the truth of it, just go on the research, scientific evidence on internet, or look up on our Supreme Master Television or suprememastertelevision.com. If you cannot look on your TV in your area, we have internet access 24 hours every day of the week, every week of the month, every month of the year. Truly, we don't need to talk about bad karma or karmic consequences anymore. Physically speaking, vegetarian diet will save the planet. That is your first question. It's the fastest and the easiest, and everyone can do it, and it's so easy. The second question is the same. Refer to the first question. We have to stop killing people and stop killing animals. We also have to stop using insecticide and those substances that is terribly harmful to our health and the environment. And also, if we stop global warming, at least the gas will stay put where it is and do not release into the atmosphere. Also, it will not increase due to animal raising. Because stock raising, animals breeding is the number one cause of damage to our planet. And it is going to destroy our world if we do not stop. I really mean it. We have to stop this. We have to stop the killing, we have to stop the meat eating, we have to stop insecticide, we have to go organic. Yeah? And vegetarian is a must. Otherwise, there will not be just the dead zone in the ocean. I repeat. Otherwise, if we don't do anything now, if we don't go veggie, if we don't stop polluting our planet in many ways, then there will not be just the dead zones in the ocean. There will be a dead planet. And we also will be dead beings too. In 4 or 5 years' time, the way it is, we cannot survive. Thank you, sir, for asking. Please do something. A vegetarian lifestyle is almost all that we need right now to stop the global warming, to balance the scale of the negative consequences. I really mean it. 80% of the pollution will be stopped.
You're watching Words of Wisdom on Supreme Master Television. Join us on Friday for part 4 of the 2008 Critical Moments to Save the Planet, What Can I Do? Seminar with special guest, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Model of Success is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Wishing you ever more happiness and peace in Heaven's light and love.